This is Cross Hope, a daily word of hope and inspiration with Randy Snyder, Senior Minister of Crossview Christian Church. Now, with today's message from Cross Hope, here's Randy Snyder.
Now then, today we begin the second to the last message in our sermon series called What Jesus Did, He Does, from the Gospel of Mark. We begin by telling a story about Speedy Morris, who was the basketball coach at LaSalle University, I think from 1986 to 2001. It's a funny story, but yet it illustrates a point that we lead into the message today about the cleansing of the temple. One of the most dramatic moments in the ministry of Christ is when he came in and cleansed the temple, representing what he wants to do in the temple that's known as you and me. God bless you as you listen all this week. Well, Speedy Morris was the name of a men's basketball coach for LaSalle University in Philadelphia. He was shaving one morning when his wife told him, have you ever shouted at your husband through the bathroom door or vice versa? She shouted through the bathroom door, hey, Sports Illustrated magazine's on the phone, they want to talk to you. He was so excited while he's shaving that he cut himself. He's bleeding. Quickly wipes off his face, runs out the door of the bathroom, not wanting to delay the caller, and he loses his balance and he tumbles down the stairs. So here he is limping with blood and lather on his face. He finally gets to the phone and says, Speedy Morris. And the person on the other end of the phone says, could I interest you in a subscription to Sports Illustrated magazine? His wife misunderstood the phone call. And he was totally let down because he had psyched himself up that it was going to be something more special than that, maybe some national recognition from a national sports publication. Jesus experienced disappointment in a way that's profoundly unintelligible for us. We can't understand what he felt. When Jesus Christ, the Son of God, walked into the temple area of Jerusalem 2,000 years ago, in a place that was noted for worship, a place that was known as sacrifice for the sins of the people, a place known for adoration of the Lord God Almighty, and Jesus sees these flea market tables everywhere. Money changers changing money for exorbitant theft-type interest rates or exchange rates. People selling things at 10 and 12 and 15 times what people could buy them outside the temple area. And it was, a simply put, a racket going on in the temple area of the Lord. And Jesus would make one of the most dramatic statements of his ministry when he said, my house will be known as a house of prayer, but you've turned it into a den of robbers. And it's in Mark, the Gospel of Mark, the 11th chapter, beginning at verse 15. On reaching Jerusalem, Jesus entered the temple area and began driving out those who were buying and selling there. He overturned the tables of the money changers and the benches of those selling doves. Listen to verse 16. I want you to underline it if you do that in your Bible, because Mark's the only one who has this in his account. And would not allow anyone to carry merchandise through the temple courts. And as he taught them, he said, is it not written, my house will be called a house of prayer for all nations, but you have made it a den of robbers. The chief priests and the teachers of the law heard this and began looking for a way to kill him, for they feared him, because the whole crowd was amazed at his teaching. And then if you'll turn to Psalm 139, if you want, or just watch the screen, Psalm 139 says, search me, O God, and know my heart. Test me and know my anxious thoughts. See if there is any offensive way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting.
Well, we'll continue this message tomorrow on Cross Hope from Mark 11 about the cleansing of the temple, dramatic story in the life of Jesus. Our website is crosshope.org. That's crosshope.org.
You have been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information or to listen to or download a copy of today's message, go to crosshope.org. That web address again is www.crosshope.org. Be sure to tune in each weekday at this same time to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. This program has been a production of Cross Hope Ministries.